Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Hey, everybody. Before we get into today's pod, I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As a part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top producers, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is, you can get all this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site that would charge you just for the initial setup. So, whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to level up your sports podcasting experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description in the box to find more, but that's bwhustle.com/join.
Rich from Rich's Barbecue, you know, keeping the shit live, okay? You're listening to the Air Buds Podcast.
Finesse. Hello and welcome to the 34-minute Air Buds Podcast. This is the Frere Jacques French Podcast. This is a podcast about French media. We don't talk about basketball no more. My name is not Jamel Johnson.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Pierre.
Bonjour, oui, oui.
Hit the clock.
If we land exactly 34 minutes on this episode, I think we both have to pay Peter $100.
It's going to be 3 minutes about Christmas Day basketball.
Bro, you got to pay
and
us.
30 minutes about the 3-0 Cleveland Cavaliers. If you don't think I'm going to go full Cavs on this episode, you are out of your mind.
They look good in them jerseys tonight.
Honestly, look better in a W.
That's true. Well, happy basketball, everybody. Before we get into the 1 minute or 3 minutes of Christmas basketball and 30 minutes of Cavs.
45-second podcast.
Business out of the way. Guys, we still have some limited edition t-shirts left to sell. Airbuds.bigcartel.com. Jamel is wearing one right now. In fact, I'm going to grab a screen grab of it at the moment. Jamel, can you open your arms? There we go. It is a happy basketball holiday shirt with a Larry O'Brien Bong trophy. It is beautiful. You know what? And it fucking lasts beyond the holidays. Listen, someone tagged us online today wearing a shirt. It's December 27th. They look good in it.
You don't take your lights down until Kwanzaa's over, at least.
Exactly. I was going to say St. Patrick's Day, but this is my first time with a Christmas tree, so I'm still learning the ins and outs.
Yeah, and what you really have to understand is the trophy is a bong now. That's good. The shirt is off-white. It's the color of eggnog. And most importantly, we need to get...
Listen, cream city colored, I would call it.
We need to get rid of these shirts fast because I am not paying my rent this month voluntarily, but I am going to get evicted. And we don't got nowhere for these shirts to go. So it would be really cool if y'all...
So either buy all the shirts or just hang out somewhere around Alexandria and Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah. If you hang out at the...
Peter just doxed fucking Sherelle.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
All right, well, this is only 60% a bit, so go to airbuds.bigcartel.com.
I doxed you like the way Airbnb gives you a location. You know what I mean? It's like East Hollywood, Los Feliz adjacent.
Some Jamel freak is just going to hang around.
God, there are Jamel freaks now.
Listen, if you're a Jamel freak, just hang out right outside of the Kaiser Urgent Care and...
And wait for a guy with a foot wound to walk in. Why is Jamel going to the urgent care? What's going on?
Also, it could be equally in that area that I described.
I would take a nail to the foot. That's something I'd do.
Speaking of Jamel freaks, guys, we read a ton of Canadian Apple podcast reviews recently. And then a listener who's... username on Gmail is Pat, but also signed his name as CJ. So who knows if it's Pat or CJ? Maybe it's both. But he left a Canadian podcast review and he sent it to us via email. And I just want to read that real quick because, look, if you leave us a 5-star review on any Apple podcast, whether it is American, which are the only ones that we can read, or any other country, we will read it on air as long as we can read what it says. And this one says, just wanted to say, love the pod. You're all great. While Jamel is undoubtedly the king of saying random hilarious shit, he's a Jamel freak. Peter and Mike, you were equally entertaining contributors, and I'm sad when any of you are missing from an episode. Looking forward to many more and hoping that Dame can get some love and he inevitably shits on some of history's best players this season. Lots of love from Canada. Hope you get socialized healthcare soon. Well, you know, Jamel, just hang on to that foot wound until we get socialized healthcare here in America.
I'm going to give that 5-star review a 5-star review.
Yeah. I'm all right. I got an ace bandage. I'm all right.
Dame already shit on James Harden this year, so good for you.
Final piece of business before we get to basketball. Go to patreon.com/airbudspod for $5 a month. You can support the Buds via Patreon. You get access to bonus episodes. You get access to our Patreon Slack, which is blowing up right now. I love being in there. Great little community of basketball fans and people that listen to us for some fucking reason. Jamel drops videos all the time. I think you dropped a DJ set this weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, some random Christmas music and then some other music. And then, you know, there's moments. I'm not a good DJ, but I have moments. Much like a bad basketball team. I'm not going to name any names. Rhymes with maybe the Smoshington Lizards. You know, I'll make some great plays. Like... Man, I mixed some fucking Playboy Cardi with John Cougar Mellencamp, and it was good.
Ooh, I want to hear about
that. Later. Then I just did some bullshit. Then I played the same Luther Vandross song I always play. You know, I go back to some bad habits.
So go to patreon.com/airbudspod to sign up for our Patreon and get access to Jamel's bad habit DJ sets.
Sign me up for that bad habit.
Yeah, I also want to say I realized recently at the beginning of this year. We promised if we hit a certain mark of Patreon users, we would start doing monthly videos. And then we hit that mark and then like the pandemic started immediately. So like we just haven't been able to do videos, but I think we all want to do them very badly.
Technically, we have fulfilled that agreement.
Jamel's DJ sets, those count. But I think people were expecting kind of original content type stuff with us, not just like a DJ set, but like us kissing each other or like Jamel's feet or something.
Also, no one's asked. I haven't heard one person be like, hey, guys, where's the content? Nobody is.
You know what I need to do while I listen to your Patreon content? See you guys, said nobody ever.
Facts, man.
Pretty soon we'll all get the vaccine and three of the ugliest podcasters in L.A. will be kissing each other in sketches for your pleasure.
We have to look, man.
Patreon.com/AirBudsPod.
This is the perfect time for us to have the dab game. We just have to find somewhere with rims.
Bro, I drove by my park today in Eagle Rock. No rims at the moment.
Yeah, they took all the rims in L.A. I could go play basketball in D.C. right now. It's crazy.
Man, there is nothing sadder in L.A. than seeing someone shoot at a hoop with no rim.
Have you seen that?
I sure did.
That's incredible.
I was like,
they're just working on their form? I respect it, honestly.
It was just like so much of that satisfaction was gone. It hurt just to watch. Mm-hmm. I understand it's for the love of the game, but a man's got to have a code, you know?
I just love someone like just being like, would have went in, not sure, miss.
Yeah.
Would have went in. Just like keeping score.
Shout out to that dude, that one video, the dude dribbling with no ball at the park, and then they photoshopped in Thor's hammer when Avengers came out.
I don't remember
that. He's doing like an AI crossover with the hammer.
All right, do you guys have anything else you want to say about Christmas, or can I move on to my Cavs?
We didn't talk about Christmas at all. Just Christmas music. I do want to point this out because, look, it's days beyond Christmas at this point. But if you go to our Twitter account, I posted just like a list of quick observations from each game. And the last observation I posted was simply, the Clippers are bad. And then fast forward to today, yesterday, Sunday, ton of games today. Clippers and Mavs, first one. Clippers lost by 51 points.
Bro.
The score was like 70-20 at one point.
Oh, my God.
It was 77-27 at half.
I got to give this dude. It was crazy. How is Kawhi that big of a difference?
So Kawhi, he got injured in the Clippers' previous game. He bumped into Serge Ibaka's elbow and had a laceration in his mouth that required 7 stitches. So Kawhi was sitting on the bench tonight, which left the reins to Paul George. Paul, 4-year, $190 million extension, George. The Clippers' future, especially since Kawhi has explicitly said already, I will not be re-signing with the Clippers in free agency necessarily. Paul George just fucking sucked. The whole Clippers sucked today.
Shout out to Nicholas Batum for just being the most Frenchest man. What were you about to say, Peter?
No. I thought Nick Batum didn't look terrible in their win. I know that this is across the Clippers and I will, but I would say like Batum as like someone running around doing things around Kawhi and Paul George is a great use of Nicholas Batum. Do we not think
I
so?
I want to point out Nicholas Batum's stat line today. 4 points,
today,
6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 turnover, -17. Now it's not fair because every Clipper that played posted a negative plus minus.
-17 actually sounds pretty good when you
they lost by 50
points.
He was actually hooping for them.
Yeah,
right. But he only played 21 minutes. So
what was the worst plus minus?
Paul George minus
Zubac for sure. He had -33, followed by Luke Kennard at -29. Another guy. $16 million a year for Luke Kennard,
okay,
who is terrible. Yes.
This is what I was going to say, Michael. Over the next 4 years, the Clippers, Steve Ballmer, and I get it, money is no object. You're a Microsoft billionaire. Good for you. But you are committed to paying Paul George and Luke Kennard $250 million combined over the next 4 years.
They should make a movie. They got to make a buddy cop movie with that same
for
budget.
Paul George and Luke Kennard.
It's crazy. It's insane.
Would Luke Kennard be starting on the Cavs right now?
No.
Over Sexton? No. Absolutely.
Over Garland?
Not.
No.
What is he's a shooting
over
guard,
Okoro?
Right?
No. It's like a 2-3, right?
I cannot believe that he is making $16 million a year. I just don't understand how who is his agent? I don't even know who his agent is. His agent Rich Paul?
He averaged 15 last year, but he only played 30 games.
He played 30 games, averaged 15 on a terrible team where he was the only shooter. And he basically had a green light whenever he wanted, and he can only get 15.
I'm telling you, the bad team math, man. It's just the same thing. This has been going on for years.
He looks like if Joe Ingles ate a pumpkin pie every night for a year. he's not athletic. He doesn't look athletic. He looks bad on the court. I just can't believe they paid him that much money.
He went to Duke also.
Unnecessary. Oh, is he a Duke guy?
Yeah.
They signed a deal with the devil, right?
Yeah, the Blue Devil.
I can't believe I didn't think of that.
I was there for the taking. I mean, they're bad. The only thing I'd say about Christmas, though, too, is the Nets are going to run away with the East.
Yeah, they did not. They lost to the Hornets tonight in what was, frankly, a shocking game that came down to the wire. The Hornets look surprisingly good. I don't know if they'll be able to make it last, but I think, the Nets far and away look like the best team in the East.
Yeah, they just don't have to run plays. When they beat the Warriors, they did not run a single play.
Yeah.
Not even one pick. Nobody even set a pick.
It was just ISO after ISO. But then when Durant and or Irving were off the court, the bench was running plays. And it was really impressive. It just felt like two different games. I feel like we already talked about this at some point. But
probably.
Yeah. The Nets are the most intriguing team to me. And I think, Peter, you're right. They're going to run away with it.
The other thing, too, last thing I'll say about Christmas. Is Steph Curry just going to get the shine of look how fun it is to watch Steph play, but they're going to lose by 20 and miss the playoffs a lot?
No, I don't like that at all. I'm more into watching this Wiseman character.
Good. Fun to watch.
Very fun to watch.
Also, it's going to come down to Brooklyn and Miami, and Miami can beat them.
And the Bucks, man. The Bucks also fill out a little bit nicer when you see them than they did on paper for me.
DiVincenzo seems to be on his shit. They lost to the Knicks tonight.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The Bucks often lose games that it feels like whenever the Bucks are riding a crest and they're supposed to the wave is supposed to break into them being dominant, they lose a game to the Knicks or even the Sixers.
Shout out to the Patreon Kyle Kimball, because his Magic, the Pacers, and my Cleveland Cavaliers are all sitting at 3-0 atop the Eastern Conference. And is this going to last? Absolutely not.
The Magic look good. I think you guys might just be good. I think Andre Drummond is everything we were told he was, and he just wanted out of Detroit so bad.
Well, did Detroit ever really give him just a bunch of dudes who could fly around and also just jack threes? It kind of feels how have we never seen this Andre Drummond be surrounded like this before?
Bro, he had to play with Ishmith for 5 years.
Sexton and Garland with Andre Drummond is fucking genius. All of a sudden. And everyone's when is Drummond going to get moved, including myself? And it's holy shit, this is actually... The fact that it's enjoyable to watch Cavs games at all is a mega improvement.
Bro, I wanted Andre Drummond so bad. Thomas Bryant sucks so much dick.
Well, if that's his preference too, I just want to say we're for it, if that's what he's
I don't... Doing. Yeah, do your thing, bro. Suck a dick. You already are sucking dick. What a dick. What a weenie-sized dick. Oh, my God. I hate his head. I hate his tiny head. I hate his tiny body.
You were on his dick quite a bit before the season started.
And I was so wrong.
It was a mere...
Listen, I was so wrong. He is so fucking frail. I hate his fucking guts. He looks like a little reptar man.
Oh.
That's kind of cute.
Which is adorable, but not for a basketball player. I don't want my basketball players to look like little adorable fucking pop doll reptar men.
I don't know. I'd love it if I had a whole team of those.
Yeah, that's kind of what Garland and Sexton look like.
No, Thomas Bryant is not good.
He had a put back dunk on his own rim. His best dunk of the year was on his own rim. And he hammered it. What a fucking idiot.
Reverse psychology to get him to go the other way.
Bro.
Yeah.
The only mistake Tommy Shepard has made so far is believing in that man at all.
Maybe he doesn't believe in him. Maybe it's like a major league situation.
Has it been fun to root for us?
I mean, yeah, a little bit.
Two games, right? He sat out tonight?
Yeah, sat out tonight, and we were up 17 and then did not score in the fourth. And then Markelle Fultz just little boyed us. That Markelle Fultz character is pretty good at basketball.
I agree, and I wish we did not give up on him. And when I say we, I mean the Sixers.
Benner, we saw him still in this calendar year.
That's fucking crazy.
We were like, hey, this guy actually looks like he gets to the rack in a way that is...
Yeah, he can't be stopped.
Yeah, he just gets to the rim and does it in such a strong manner. The Magic looked tight. Magic looked pretty good.
And shout out Markel for signing a 3-year, $50 million extension. Very happy for him. I just want happiness for him.
But how is like, how is Luke Kennard getting $10 million more dollars than him?
I think Markel only signed 3 years as opposed to Luke Kennard's 4 years, because I think Markel is counting on the fact that maybe he...
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. This fall, the Disney bundle has all the action.
Holy smokes!
Watch live NFL and college football games on ESPN Plus. On Disney Plus, there's Loki Season 2.
War on its way.
And Ahsoka.
Buckle up.
And on Hulu, you can watch The Boogeyman and Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh my God, the expectation.
All of these and more streaming this fall with the Disney Bundle. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
He could sign for a much bigger deal sooner.
Pretty tight that you can sign a $50 million contract and it's considered betting on yourself. That's a good look.
Yeah. I know. I can't believe J. Cole saved this man's career.
Man, I wish Meek Mill could have had the same impact in Philly, because like I did not want to get rid of Markel. I kind of knew he had to go. It just was like...
For Jimmy.
The city had turned on him. Yeah.
For Jimmy, who then you let Jimmy walk. Well, how do you let Jimmy walk and Markel walk?
You're dumb. You be dumb. That's how you do it.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know, since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, going to take a break to talk to you about Indeed. 2020, God bless it, it's in the window. Goodbye. Has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over, and businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. All important things that I emphasized because they are important. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. And you can contact them the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering the listeners of this podcast a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try out Indeed with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. NBA is back, baby. And football heading to the playoffs. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. You can get in on their season-opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division championships, futures, all day, day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at BetOnline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Anyways, Peter, tonight, your Cleveland Cavaliers, frankly, just straight up embarrassed my favorite team that I hate, the 76ers.
Beat the doors off them, you might say.
Yeah, 118-94. I feel like it is an indictment on my team as much as it is a kind of good sign for your team.
Well, as someone who had to forcibly watch my team, why don't you tell me what stood out to you or like what you thought was surprising or interesting about my Cleveland basketball babies?
Well, I think Drummond, obviously.
The Cleveland Rockers? Can we call them the Cleveland Rockers?
Please.
I would love that. Wish. When they're wearing the jersey, they should be the Cleveland Rockers. Yeah,
they are. That's it. Yeah. Continue.
I will say, I think jersey does not look good. I stand by the fact that I love the shorts and even the warm-up jacket.
And Michael, a hearty thank you is in order because for Christmas, you purchased me some of those shorts. And that is by far one of the cooler parts of a jersey that they've had in a really long time. So shouts to you, my man.
You're welcome. I'm sorry that I didn't realize until I hit complete order that they were like, this won't ship until January. And so I'll mail you your shorts when they get here. But watching the Sixers and the Cavs tonight, I think Drummond looked incredible. He obviously does not have that game at all if Embiid is in the game.
100%.
Embiid has always kind of shut him down and made him look bad, and I think tonight would have been no difference. There's part of me that's kind of worried that the fact that Embiid was out with, quote, back soreness is just a way of being like they're holding him out because they might trade him.
Is that what you think?
That was my immediate worry, was that like the Harden Sixers trade talk has been swirling for weeks now. And then suddenly Embiid, who has looked incredible so far to start the season, is just like out with unspecified really injury, made me be like, I think they might be close on a Harden deal.
I guess that makes sense. That makes sense for Houston. Now your front court is crazy. But it doesn't make sense because you got Boogie and Christian Wood, but then you also have Boogie and Christian Wood. So it's like,
I got to think Christian Wood comes over to the Sixers and whatever. If they're sending Embiid, Christian Wood's got to come back.
Nah, I think you get Boogie. I think you get Harden and Boogie.
I don't think the Sixers, I don't think Moore wants Boogie.
I'm saying though.
I hope not.
That's a pretty good deal. That's
and I love Boogie. I love Boogie. I would, if I could get a guaranteed healthy Boogie for a season, I would absolutely do a Harden Boogie for Embiid trade.
Who's the center
if it's a straight swap?
I think Furkan Korkmaz is going to slide over to the five.
Okay, good. That's great.
That is we don't have a real other center besides Embiid.
Hasn't
right now.
Embiid sat out like every third game for his entire career with back soreness?
Not usually back soreness. I think back soreness has come up as an excuse, but like it's usually like he literally has like injured legs and feet.
That motherfucker got snack soreness.
Yeah. Anyways, watching the game tonight, I think your guards look great running around Drummond, just like you were saying. Larry Nance was just fucking looking like a legit number three to four
Let
option.
Let me tell you, do you know how many dicks I would suck to have Larry Nance on our team right now?
How many?
How many people got COVID in Riverside, California right now? That's how many dicks. All the people who don't, I would suck their dicks.
It is like pretty cool just to see Larry Nance, who, you know, in the shameless old school fan of mine, like rooted for his father as a child, as like a young child. And like that dude's been around for a pretty long time now. What, like 5, maybe 6 years in the league?
6 years, I would say. Maybe 7?
Who, Drummond's?
Larry
Nance. Oh,
Lance. Larry Nance.
Lance the Dance.
And I hope he can stay healthy because he never can, but he's just such a good dude. And it's just really cool to see someone like start to really figure out everything. And also, dude, I think our coach Bickerstaff is like perfect for this team. They move the ball around so goddamn much. They're like 25 assists guaranteed every game. And they just play with such a fearlessness. It's I haven't had a team to enjoy like this in a couple years. So
I heard a fun stat tonight while watching the game. This is the third team that JB Bickerstaff has taken over midseason from a fired coach.
Did Crazy. It in Memphis.
He's a specialist.
Did it where? Where's the third place?
How many times has his dad done it?
Well, his dad's been in the Cavs organization for a minute.
We had Bernie Bickerstaff as a coach.
He took over for Memphis. He took over for Houston in 2015.
Yeah.
And then took over the Cavs. Jamel, I do want to say I think you should suck 22 dicks because Larry Nance Jr., they unretired his father's jersey, number 22.
Oh.
So Larry Nance Jr. could take it. Now I think in honor of both Larry Nance Jr. and Larry Nance Sr., you need to suck 22 dicks.
Line them up.
Preferably all in the Nance family.
He is long as hell for the dicks, but also like for someone who successfully hitting three pointers and stretching the floor with Drummond out there too, or JaVale McGee, who has been delightful randomly.
Oh yeah. God, it was also fun watching him. He hit, I think, at least one like straight on three tonight. And the Sixers announcers were just like straight up surprised. And I always think back to when we used to see him play at the Drew League. We're like, JaVale McGee can fucking drain it from like long distance. Yeah, that guy was like dropping, like pulling back for like from 30, like just nailing threes in the Drew League. And also, if the Cavs let him start shooting threes this year, like that might unlock a whole new part of JaVale McGee.
I forgot then I have that Carl picture Anthony of him. Towns? Is that what happens?
Maybe. What if JaVale McGee becomes Carl Anthony Towns because the Cavs are like, we don't give a shit. We want to go to the lottery.
Oh, I thought it was because Cat's soul had left his body and entered.
Oh.
JaVale, I didn't mean to make it sad.
That's all right. It does feel like his soul is left his body. It's very he's gone through so much and he's being forced to play basketball now.
Shouts out to Disney Pixar soul.
I did watch Starring Tina Fey. Mother in the HBO mini doc on the women of Troy.
That wasn't a mini, that was a full size doc. Though I will say there's not a lot of footage. They don't
not a lot of footage and it was an hour. Like they I still thought it was like a little
Yeah, it was a little mini doc.
I was like, of course, this kind of feels like a Title IX documentary, to be honest. I was just like, we don't have more to talk about here. But Pam McGee, right? I think it's Pam McGee.
Yeah, I think that's right.
JaVale's mother, and didn't realize that her and her twin were on that team.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Yeah,
they're like the Bash sisters. They're like the Banger sisters.
Yeah.
But like from the hood.
Yeah, so shout out to them and excited to root for her little baby boy.
I can't believe we're the worst team in the league. The Wizards are dead last.
The East is interesting. I don't know. Have you watched every team? It's a lot of basketball all of a sudden, and it feels so thrust upon us.
We had multiple days. I mean, today was, I think there was like 10 games today. It was crazy.
It's just a full schedule, baby. Just
couldn't
baby
watch
dolls.
It all. I mean, I didn't know what happened. I know Harden had like 44 points against the Blazers, but lost in overtime. Like, but I couldn't watch it. There's just too many games happening. Also, too I got games. Married this weekend, so I didn't.
You got married.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll catch up, and when I do, the Wizards will still be in dead last.
You know what? That's where you guys belong.
Yeah, it's the natural order. You're not wrong. This is it. Is it's when we're good, things something's gonna get fucked up. Last time we were good, Trump won. So
the Wizards belong somewhere near the bottom. The Sixers belong in like the 4 or 5 seed, but they think they're the one. And the Cavs belong in the lottery unless LeBron is on the team.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're definitely still going to be a lottery team.
I got you guys in the playoffs. I got the Raptors still needing to figure some shit out. They don't look great to start the year.
They don't look great. But
who knows what Charlotte and the Knicks are going to do? You know, it's Charlotte and the Knicks. So
I still think like it's very early into a very weird season, and for the most part, I think veterans and like all-stars and guys that have been there before are like going to be playing themselves into shape between now and February. And I think teams that like are hungrier, but like maybe not as talented or have younger players are going to look much better.
Yes, the very young Cleveland Cavaliers look really good because they've been pent up since March trying to run around and do some shooty hoops, and they haven't been able to.
Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see.
And
what
I think come
when,
February, especially March, if we get that far into the season, things will right themselves. Like the bad teams that are up here are going to come back, and the good teams that are down here are going to come back in the middle, and they're going to things will be right again. But right now it's weird, but fun, but too
biggest
much.
Surprise,
weird,
biggest,
but fun, but too much.
Biggest surprise: the Cavs. Anything bigger? Who else is hot to?
Kings and Suns have played some fun basketball.
Love the Suns. We were talking about this on the Patreon Slack earlier, but I think the Suns are the most likable team, and that is with CP3 on them.
Which is wild.
I find him tolerable now because he's on a very likable team.
And he's also like, I think too, like he has become like old man mentor-y a little bit too with this team. Yeah. And it's kind of like he did that a little even more so last year where he had to like – he couldn't just yell at everybody because he has to teach them now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that unlocks like a more likable side of him from afar at least. I don't know about who he is as a person, but
– yeah. What are we Perhaps doing? He's not punching dudes in the dick anymore. He's like teaching – he's teaching his teammates now.
Come here, kid. Punch this dude in the dick.
I like it better when he's teaching the kids to punch people in the dick rather than him doing it. It's like, you know, the Fu Manchu type guy in Kill Bill.
I just imagine
Chris Paul putting his hand 6 inches from someone's crotch, making a fist, and teaching the kids to punch. You know, we all remember the scene from Kill Bill, right?
Yep. Honorable mention to. The Atlanta Hawks.
Why aren't you guys laughing a lot at that? If you remember it, how come you're not like just like on the floor right now?
No, I remembered and laughed all inside.
Yeah, my brain got sliced in half by
my terrible reference.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'll give you the Hawks. I think Trae Young is oh man. I see why he got the All-Star over Brad. He is better than Brad.
He's not better than Brad.
Why not?
Because he's playing on a team that is even worse than the Wizards.
Listen, they're not worse than us, first off.
Maybe this season, but last year they were definitely worse than the Wizards by far.
Hawks got a tough road win last night.
But if you're talking about last season All-Star, I think Bradley Beal deserved it over Trae Young.
Okay. Last year, sure. But right now, today, Trae Young, for sure. It's early in the year. But, you know, he is. He's better. He's better at basketball. He can dribble better.
I think it is just literally younger players are playing better than Bradley Beal right now. Because Bradley Beal has months to get in the shape.
What do you do in basketball? You dribble the ball and you shoot that bitch.
Sure.
As Dr. Naismith said. Yeah.
That was where the words inscribed, I think, on the wooden tab outside of his school.
Yeah. Guess what? You
dribble the
guess
ball and shoot that bitch into a peach basket.
Yeah. And guess who the fuck is doing that right about now?
Trae Young. But I'm saying Brad Beal will be doing that. He's just like, it's going to take him a minute. And when he gets there, I think it's going to be better than Trae Young.
And his looking off is pretty good. I mean, he had 34 last night, you know, had almost 30 tonight. It's, you know, it's not terrible, but
he is sneakily, like, to lose the Luka trade, he is a pretty decent consolation prize. Pretty, like, he's about as good as you're going to get, I feel like, for if people think that, like, people make the argument that you passed on, like, a generational talent like Luka.
Who are you talking? Who did?
Trae Young. Yeah, Trae.
Oh, well, yeah.
The Hawks basically traded down and missed on Luka, right? That's how trade went?
They traded the 3 to the 5 to grab Trae. And Mavs went up and got Luka.
And, I mean, that's just, yeah, sure. Denny looked good. Denny, I don't like people. I heard a couple Luka comparisons, which was weird. I think it's just because he's foreign too. No.
He's like Pejo Stojakovic, I think.
Yeah, he's an off-ball guy, but it's good. It's nice to, you know.
He looks good. I think he's like, I mean, not to pick 2 years in a row from the Wizards, but I think he's my like outside shot at Rookie of the Year this year. Again, because he looks good already.
No, that's gonna be Wiseman.
I think he's already conditioned to play against fucking men.
Like, I mean, not for sure. He's just got to learn. You know, he's one of them dudes. All of our forwards get in foul trouble early and can't finish the fucking game. So he's no different, but he's definitely.
So he already fits in.
Yeah, he fits. He's fitting in great. Most potential for sure. Troy Brown is just. He's just too much of a fucking weenie, man. This nigga's soft, man. He did a 360
Jamel,
dunk.
You guys have played 2 games, all right?
He did a 360 windmill in the pregame. Listen, no. I seen enough.
My God.
They film him doing a 360 windmill in the pregame. He gets a fast break in a 3-point game against Orlando last night and tries to do the slowest Euro step I've ever seen. On fucking over like Fournier. It's like, dude, dunk on this idiot.
Also, you can't Europe on a European, you know? They know it's coming.
That actually makes sense to me.
Guys, before we wrap this up, look, we're past the 34-minute mark. We're sorry.
But like pretty close, naturally, you know?
Peter, yeah. We're sorry that we're at 37 right
now. Excuse us. For anybody writing in who's super upset.
Have fun doing that.
I'm editing.
After this weekend, you know, most teams have played 3 games, I think. Maybe they all have at this point, or maybe there's one or two that have only played 2. But, like, what are your predictions? Like, who do you have in the finals? Because I think it's clearly Lakers and the Nets / Bucks.
Ooh, can we do top
Lakers,
four?
By the way, whom we have not mentioned, I think barely this podcast, crushed the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight, 127-91. And it wasn't even a great game from LeBron, but they got 20 from Kuzma. They got 12 from Gasol.
Is it crazy that it feels like LeBron is on top of his power, like the height of his power is even more so just as a chess master? That he doesn't even have to like play hard,
I think he's got a gambling issue. I'm pretty sure he had the under in the total points on Christmas because he was putting up some ashish in the end of that game.
You heard it here first, folks. LeBron James, the next Michael Jordan in many ways. But yeah, I don't know. Who do you, I mean, do you guys have anybody coming out of the West over the Lakers right now? Or do you have anybody coming out of the East over the Nets or Bucks, as much as it pains me to say it?
Are the Suns the only team that could keep it interesting with the Lakers or give them a series?
We Maybe. Need a couple more weeks to really, but sure, I would still say the Lakers.
I would say Suns, the Lakers and the Clippers Nets. Can get their act together.
Season ends. Fun. Season ends when this podcast ends. It's Lakers Nets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
If we do another podcast next week, let's say, something different might happen.
Well, I mean, if the Cavs are 5-0 next time we record.
If the Cavs are 5-0 next time we record. If the Cavs are 5-0 next Sunday, I want to record. Not
I mean, mid-week. my big I'll prediction is the Raptors don't make the playoffs.
That is a crazy prediction. I think they're definitely in the playoffs for sure.
That's the only crazy thing I'm willing to put on wax right now.
Do you guys think the Warriors miss the playoffs? Peter, yes. You mentioned that earlier. Yes. I still don't believe yes. that. I think Marquise Chris going down, not that he's like a great player, but like kind of does hurt them because he's the guy that fills space. But I still can't believe that they will miss the playoffs with healthy Steph and healthy Draymond. And if a Kelly Oubre Jr. gets better, I Stephen, think they got to be an 8 or 7 seed.
Steph gotta see Dre. Are more like kind of like a how people should have. Well, first of all, they complement each other so much, and I think that was just needs to be hammered into people's brains that like it's not that Clay's better or Steph's better. It's just you couldn't find two players who are all time shooters to complement each other also in the way that their games are constructed.
They were two dudes that were like adept at running off ball and catching, like they were the fucking scales of justice. You couldn't like lean one way because like the other way would get you. Yeah. Like it just was like, yeah. And I'm not saying Kelly Oubre can replace Klay Thompson at all because he can't, but I don't know. I gotta think that Steph and Draymond still mean something.
They might sneak into the playoffs, but I think that's maybe only because the West has like a lower floor than it has recently.
There's a vacuum.
Especially if Harden leaves, then like as we've said, all the Thunder from 2012 are in the East, and that's a change. That's a real fucking change.
Huge. All right, why don't we wrap this up? Guys, is there anything we want to plug?
Shouts out to Charles, at Charles270 on Twitter, who asked if Kawhi looked like he got shot in a BET movie.
He did. I know exactly what he's talking about. He did.
Also, Kawhi's braids really looked like a menorah, like a Hanukkah menorah. So I just wanted to mention that. Shout out to them. And listen to the Freddie Adu podcast. You can binge it all now. 6 episodes are live. 6th one of my favorite. And also shout out to Mike Benner, who got married.
Hey, peace out. Love you guys. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.